From the GPB newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. Some people who were sent to prison for crimes they did not commit are getting a chance to be heard. GPB's Ellen Eldridge reports on the Fulton County Conviction Integrity Unit, a first of its kind in Georgia.
Jimmy Gardner spent 27 years in prison for a crime he did not commit and was later exonerated. He says he welcomes Fulton County's efforts.
And if there had been a conviction integrity unit, they would have immediately spotted my case and I would have had an opportunity to be heard in court.
Gardner now serves on the board of the Georgia Innocence Project and advocates for prison reform and inmates' rights. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge in Atlanta.
One of Georgia's senators is calling for a measure that would allow the Senate to dismiss the articles of impeachment against President Trump. Speaking on GPB's Political Rewind, AJC reporter Tia Washington says David Perdue is one of 10 senators behind the measure.
Should they not get the articles within a certain time frame, then the Senate can move forward and say, the House didn't send us the charges, and so we're going to dismiss them.
The resolution would allow senators to dismiss the charges against the president for lack of prosecution after 25 calendar days. Speaker Nancy Pelosi has not sent over the articles since the House impeached the president on December 18th. A legislative committee studying Georgia's high record of maternal deaths, that is, death due to complications from pregnancy or childbirth, says the state could save lives by extending Medicaid coverage for poor mothers. Many women lose their Medicaid eligibility after 60 days following the date of their delivery. According to the AJC, some say up to $70 million in state money would be needed to fund such a program. This is GPB